And on this edition of Young Artist Spotlight, we are not talking about the Lindsay guitar. That's a brand of guitar from Lindsay Wilson, located in the UK. But we are talking about the living legend Lindsay guitars from the school system of the same name in Tulare County. And today, their long-standing annual visit here to Valley Public Radio's Young Artist Spotlight is represented by the Honor Group from SAME, not the usual 20 or so, or maybe even more, group here filling the Bonner Studio, but I count 8, all with guitar, and 1 with cello, we shall see. From Lindsay High School, the group's founder and director is Nancy Wills, and here's where your local announcer could have phoned his part in today, because she'll be taking over the program pretty much from here. Nancy, how you and I were talking a bit earlier, how many seasons of our 16 have you been here?
I think this is number 12. I'm pretty sure.
Close enough. And is every year the same with the group?
No, it's different every year. I tend to bring about half the kids back again for a second visit. This time I have 6 out of 8 that are return musicians, but usually it's more like 50%, 50-50. And every group has a different bunch of talents. This one you're going to hear quite a diversity.
And we look forward to it. And what at the school, are they lined up to join this group, or do you have to go out and look for them? How does that work?
Well, they pretty much distinguish themselves right away. I can tell whoever will not stop playing the guitar at all that wants to be in this group. So usually by about junior year, I can start spotting and kind of handpicking the ones that I see with a really high level of discipline, practice habits, and musicality. And so it's by invitation. And then they have to be willing to give up usually about 2 weekends a month and 2 days after school to come and practice.
Very good. What can you give us an idea, an overview of the program you have for us here today?
Sure. We're going to start in South America. We're going to do a Peruvian tune, and then we're going to go to Argentina. We've got a couple Lindsay specials in there that I've composed, and then we'll finish up with some Bizet from the Carmen Opera.
Oh, very good. Heard that rehearsal. Sounded pretty good. And we start out again where and with South America and?
El Condor Pasa, a Peruvian folk tune.
And the Lindsay guitars, Lindsay High School. Thank you. Young Artist Spotlight Live, and Nancy Wills and the Lindsay Guitars. And by the way, it sounds magnificent in the earphones. But any home listeners, if you're looking at the radio now, seated from left to right, Joseph N. Ochoa, Catherine Wills. And yes, I did hear the word mom uttered here in the studio in the last hour or so. Carlos Ortiz, Jacinta Gomez, Xavier Betancourt, Johnny Ray Salazar, Samuel Robles, and to your extreme right, Salvador Madrigal. What is next?
Next, we're going to hear a cello piece, and yes, she is my daughter. This past year, my daughter came to school on our campus, and we don't have an orchestra program, but she is a cellist. I think she's the youngest member of the Tulare County Symphony. She plays with them. And she's going to play a tarantella for us by Squire.
The other seven, that's fine. If you'd like to clap, I think Don can turn on the microphones. the other seven Lindsay guitars. And Catherine, how long have you been playing the cello?
5.5 years.
You're counting every month and every hour of practice, are you?
I suppose, yeah.
Is Mom pretty rough on you here?
Yeah.
Well, the Tulare County Symphony, I think it paid off. And again, the Lindsay guitars are here. And once again, back to Mom Wills. And what is next?
Next, we're going to play one that it was actually the first piece that I ever composed for my classes here. It is called Lágrimas sobre los Montes, which is supposed to represent hill or tears on the hills or rain. And when we played it earlier at the Children's Hospital, indeed, it began raining. So hopefully we'll get more.
That was earlier today. You might say something about that. The larger group was there playing for Children's Hospital today.
Right. We've been at the Valley Children's Hospital since early this morning playing and just playing for the kids going through on their way to treatment. And so we were almost a couple hours there playing. And so half of us are here and the other half are still eating.
Well, here live in the Bonner Performing Arts Studio, Young Artist Spotlight in our 16th season. Once again, happy to have the Lindsay guitars. And they have, once again, for us now,
Lágrimas sobre los Montes.
By?
By myself, Nancy Wills. Live, Young Artist Spotlight, well performed, and by the renowned composer who will now tell us what is next, the Lindsay Guitars. Thank you. Next, we're going to go to Argentina. So we're keeping with the theme of Latin music. And this is a piece called La Comparsita. It's a very famous tango written by Matos Rodriguez.
Very good. Live, Young Artist Spotlight from Valley Public Radio. And again, here in the Bonner studio, we have six returning members from last year of the honor group of the Lindsay Guitars and two new members. And here at the podium, Nancy Wills. A question here. When they come to you or when they come to the group, at what age or when do they start playing the guitar, or do you start them from zero, some of them?
Most of them start from zero, or they come in knowing maybe a couple of chords, but I had two that were had older siblings that had me as a teacher. So they came in knowing a little bit already. But most of them come in, actually I had three with older siblings, but most of them come in at zero in ninth grade. So they get to this level. These, not everybody gets to this level, but these are all seniors except for one. And I have one pseudo senior. She's a junior, but she's graduating early. So six out of the eight are technically 11th grade and the other... No, excuse me, six out of eight are seniors. The other two are juniors.
It takes a couple of years before they go from zero to where they can sit down here, perhaps.
Yeah, this represents a lot of practice. For them to get to this level in 2 to 3 years is really quite an accomplishment.
And again, next?
Next we'll hear from Sal Madrigal. He played a solo for us last year. He played Zambra by my teacher, Juan Serrano. This year he's going to play another piece by him called Lágrimas de Granada.
And again, for our radio listeners in this horseshoe setup from the Lindsay Guitars, Sal will be the gentleman on your far right. speaking with his guitar and from Lindsay High School, Sal Madrigal. And again, Nancy, what we just heard?
That was called Lagrimas de Granada by Juan Serrano.
Very good, Sal. And from the entire group now, is that right?
Actually, we're going to skip over the next group piece and go to Joseph Ochoa, who is playing Bach's Prelude, BWV 998. And he just used this to audition for the San Francisco Conservatory of Music. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. It's looking pretty good so far.
My goodness, fingers, and I'm counting, let's see, what's 8 times 32 toes, would that be right? And Joseph, thank you. Joseph Ochoa with his audition piece. How did he do well?
I think he did really well. We won't know for sure till April, but I think he did wonderful.
And I'm sure we're going to hear. And again, all fingers and toes are crossed.
Yes.
Okay, so now I guess I'm up to 64. And that's not counting yours and mine.
That's good.
Next.
With those chances, he'll surely make it in. We will close with one more piece. This will just give a taste. We're learning the Carmen Suite, and we're going to play the opening piece, Aragonesa.
And once again, live from the Bonner Studio in Fresno, KVPR, KPRX, Fresno and Bakersfield, Young Artist Spotlight from Valley Public Radio, the Lindsay Guitars from Lindsay High School. And they seem to be tuning up just a bit, and we're almost ready to go. Thank you. Once again, we were so happy to have the honor group from the Lindsay Guitars here. And best of luck indeed to Joseph and Catherine and Carlos and Jacinda and Xavier and Johnny Ray and Samuel and Salvador. And thank the three of you in particular for your solos. Remember, if it's the 3 o'clock hour on a Wednesday from now through April on Valley Public Radio, it's another live broadcast of Young Artist Spotlight. And again, see kvpr.org for studio photos a bit later on today. Support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation and Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis. Next week and the following week, we will be visited by soloists from the youth orchestras of Fresno, finally making our way up Highway 99. Our first three programs were from Bakersfield Artists and Tulare, and we move right here to Fresno next week. Research and scheduling support from Christina Herrick and B. Barman. Production for Valley Public Radio by Don Weaver. I'm George Mason, and glad you were here.